Good morning. Well, we're starting on the last talk in the Avila Beach Beyond Time series. The first half of number 8, 8-1. And this is an important class, because it tells you precisely what you must do. It tells you precisely why you are on Earth. And it explains the will of God so beautifully that we can all follow. The scripture says, "He who loses his life will find it." And this class agrees with that scripture. I'm going to take you back for a moment to this book called The Early Years of Joel S. Goldsmith. In it, he says, "No problem can be met on the level of the problem. So leave the problem behind by rising to a new and higher state of consciousness." And then he goes on to say, "Even the highest concept one can gain of the physical universe gives no hint of the beauty and magnitude of the incorporeal, in which is found no structural formation." Now that was the early years. Here is the later years, in Herb's words. "The perfection is already established, and all you've got to do is ascend to the level where the perfection is, rather than try and improve an imperfect level, this world." You see, of course, that these two paragraphs, one by Joel, one by Herb, are saying exactly the same thing, which is contained in the scripture. "He who loses his life in this world will find his life in my kingdom." And you do that right here, not by killing yourself, not this mortal self. No. You do it by stepping out of a mortal sense of self and resting in the Word. "I am the life. Christ liveth in me. I am the way." "Whithersoever thou goest, I will go." And this I is the Comforter. This I is the Spirit of God within you. And this I is yourself. It's your spiritual self. It existed before the world was. And it will continue to exist past the end of the world. What must we do to ascend? Well, we can take Joel's example and say, "I'm wrestling with a problem. With the recent rise in gas prices, petrol, I am unable to afford to work because I have to travel. And if I put the gas in the tank and burn it up getting to work, by the time I get my paycheck, I have to start all over again. There's nothing there for food or groceries or rent. So what am I going to do? Well, Joel said, leave the problem alone and rise up into a new and higher consciousness. Well, how do I do that? As always, I begin with contemplation. I am the way. And so it has something to do with this invisible I, this invisible presence that I feel in my meditation. This invisible presence is the way. So now let me be still. Let me be behold this I in the midst of me. Don't ask for anything. Don't try to channel. Don't hold up a mold. Just be still and watch and listen. I within you am the way. Okay then, I let go. Go ahead, Christ liveth your life. And I feel its inner movement. So, that's when I'm supposed to say, thank you, Father. God is on the field. Spirit is on the field. I am the way. And then I open my eyes and do what is put in front of me to do. And in some way that I know not of, the so-called problem will be met on a higher level, which will then reflect here, and a solution will be visible. Now, what about herbs? All you've got to do is ascend to the level where the perfection is, rather than trying to improve this world or the imperfect level. And so, all you have to do is ascend up over that desire to improve a problem. And that's the same thing as Joel told us. Both of them are telling us we must ascend up into a higher state of consciousness. And that higher state of consciousness is the new species that Herb is referring to. You dwell in it in your meditation. You feel it. Sometimes you can feel the infinity of it. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of omnipresence. All of this is your new being. And what you see with your physical eyes is a concept that's being dumbed down so that the stupid human mind can see it. If you saw it how it is, without it being dumbed down, you would say something like this. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. So he has lifted them. I, if I be lifted up, can behold the Son of God. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. So Moses and Elijah has learned also of this higher self, and they have learned how to dwell in it. Jesus is showing them what they must do. They must find this self. They must ascend into the self, and they must learn how to live as that self and be a beholder as that self liveth them. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So, if you are able to see the divine self of you, if you're able to move around in it, feel its inner movement, allow it to act or speak through you, it's only a period of time. No, that's the wrong choice of words, isn't it? Since we're learning to live outside of time. It's only with more practice, the day will come when you can look on someone that calls you for help, or someone you're seeing when you're out doing something in the world, and you'll be able to see that divine self shining as bright as the sun, with raiment as bright as light. That's your real self, and my real self. That's the only real self, because God has one Son. God has one manifestation. And so Joel was lightly pointing us in the direction of beholding the incorporeal earth, the incorporeal man, the incorporeal person, the incorporeal self. And Herb is coming right out and saying it. You must be born again into this higher state of consciousness, or incorporeal self, this light self. And this is our real reason, our real purpose here on earth. That's why we came here. From everything I have read and seen and felt, this time on earth, we are making the highest progress that has ever been made. To dwell consciously in your everywhere self, in your own omnipresence, to dwell consciously in the light of your being. And to dwell consciously in the light of all being. This is what we're here for. It begins by reading it from Joel and Herb and others. And then it moves into contemplating it. Gee, am I really that? Then it moves into a realization. Oh my God, I am that I am. And then it moves into something we learn to rest back in. No matter what the picture is, if the picture is evil, we rest back in the truth. I am the life. If the picture is good, we rest back in the truth. I am the way. If we turn on the television and see that Russia and the Ukraine are fighting each other, we rest in the truth. I am the truth. And then we behold. We learn to live as a beholder. And for the remainder of our years here, or the remainder of our life here, we learn to live in this higher consciousness and behold its works as it moves through us. Herb said one time, "What a fantastic plan." And he was right. What a fantastic plan. So many of us are going to die to a sense of mortality and be reborn into a spiritual presence before we leave here. And I invite you to join us. Fear not. I am with you. Be not afraid. It is I.